Like he owns the land all around it. And if it were vacated, then they would have no interest. And if he ever decided that he wanted to run electricity down there or something, he would have to petition the utility company to set a pole and so forth. Is that correct?
And get an easement. Yeah. Unfortunately, a copy of that original plat wasn't attached to the petition, so I don't know kind of the nature and extent of how it was originally planned. All I know is what currently exists. Mm-hmm. But it is true, given that there are no other property owners down there, I mean, no one else would be negatively impacted.
Kevin, do you have any thoughts on it?
No, I'm good with it.
You guys have any other questions?
I do not.
Is anyone here in remonstrance of this petition?
Move to approve the vacation of a portion of Davidson Run as presented.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right.
Do I need to do anything further?
Yes, the decision has to be recorded in the recorder's office. And how long it'll be before it's ready?
We need to sign the.
Okay. Nikki can probably call you when it's.
Okay. Go ahead, just yeah.
Right.
She's back there.
You'll call him? Okay. She'll call you.
Thank you.
You have his number?
I can't hear.
She's sitting right back in the corner.
Thank you.
On down the agenda. Vacation of a portion of 4th Street, number 20-127, Road and Bridge.
Good morning.
Do what?
Did we look at this before?
I don't think so.
Did you just talk to me about it before?
I don't think so.
Was there something to do with the fence, or was that sewer? Was that...
There's a fence there. I put up a fence. But that's been 2 years ago.
I'm just trying to remember what...
We have present here the petitioner, one of the petitioners, is that right? Dan Luttrell.
I was thinking we did something.
It's in the village of Taneyville.
Right. Was there a neighbor that did something? Nikki?
Will you get a chance to look that up?
Please.
I think I've talked to you about it, Brandon, but it's been a long time ago.
Well, I was thinking we did something.
I think I asked you what I needed to do to get it vacated.
Maybe that's what it was, and we showed it on. Okay. Is the village of Taneyville still an active, functioning?
As far as I know, it is.
Do we know who the ownership is? Of the northeast part of the road.
Which one?
East. That would be him under the no data.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mike, were you talking about the corner part of the woodland?
I got my question answered.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Elliott, so on the petition itself, again, this one wasn't listed as a specific statute it was going under?
That's correct.
And because of it being within the village, but yet the village... I understand it, but I'm trying to re-say it to where everybody can understand it.
Let me try to articulate the issue.
Please.
That section only applies to vacating roads and streets in unincorporated...
Do you mind coming to the microphone?
Vacating a street under Section 71-270 only applies to unincorporated areas of Taney County, and because this piece of road is located within an incorporated area in the village of Taneyville, it's my opinion that 71-270 is not the appropriate authority. You all will see that I submitted to you all a supplemental letter based upon additional information obtained that points to a different statutory section that's I've never seen it used before. That doesn't mean it hasn't been. It's just a very rarely used statutory section that's also in Chapter 71.
Now, is that the one where we have to have two hearings?
That's the one where it also involves requires the involvement of the associate or circuit court judge signing off on the acknowledgement of the property owners. There's also a missing notice section because the legislature deleted the notice section in that portion of Section 71 in 2010, so it's not clear exactly what the notice requirements are, although petitioners in this case have followed the closest analogous notice provision that all other petitioners do under 71-270. So I think that is as best as could be done under the circumstances if they were intending to rely upon that other section.
If they were intending to rely upon which section?
I'm sorry.
If they were intending to rely on which section? You said the other section. Which section?
71-270.
Yeah. 70. They've relied upon the notice section that applies to 71-270, which is the typical vacate statute. This petition appears to be based upon 71.230 to 71.260.
Simply because it's within the...
The same chapter within...
The reason it doesn't apply is because it's within the village of Taneyville.
I'm sorry, we...
The reason...
The 71-270 doesn't apply?
Correct.
It is in a village.
It's because it is in the village.
Correct.
And the village doesn't have an avenue to do this? Or do you know?
They don't have the authority to close roads or streets.
Because of the ordinance 94-6.
Correct.
Which is why the 71.230 to 71.260 exists, and also why it is probably rarely seen, or at least from my experience, rarely seen.
The only time I became familiar is when we had a school building built on, and they had to use the one to go to circuit court.
Well, if you've never seen it, then I know I've never seen it.
I'm not saying it hasn't happened.
Oh, no. I just don't know how to,
I can tell you my procedural concern, folks, is that section, if you'll notice in my letter, I talk about, where it says no vacation of a street or alley shall take place until the consent of the persons owning 2/3 of the property immediately adjoining it is made in writing, and consent must be acknowledged before a circuit or associate circuit judge and filed in the recorder's office. That is the procedural requirement that I have the most heartburn about. Now, of course, from a practical perspective, it wouldn't be particularly difficult because all of the petitioners are
the
2/3 of the owners. Actually, I think it's 3/3, right?
Right. I own two sides, and my neighbors own the other two sides, but they're going to, the 10-foot that's in there, they're going to give to me also whenever this is all done. So.
Yeah. So I think it is doable. I just think there's some more process that's necessary in order for it to be done correctly, would be my estimation.
Sir, what do I need to do to get it taken care of?
I can have that conversation with you separately. I'm trying to give the commission direction right now.
You might look at 71-260.
So then after it goes before court, it's recorded, then it can come back in front of us?
That's what I would suggest, is that the commission table the matter. I can work with Mr. Luttrell and his attorney, and then once the associate or circuit court piece is wrapped up, it could come back to the commission to finalize. And that would probably be the cleanest approach in my estimation.
Did that make sense?
Yeah.
And I'll be happy to talk to you about the details, sir.
Okay. How long do I have to wait till April?
You'd probably need to speak with counsel about that. We wouldn't hear it probably until that'd be the next time of vacate. I don't know if we've already heard it now. Can it be done earlier than the second term, first day of the second term? Or?
The statute's unclear. It says if someone objected at this hearing, it would have to be held over to the April term. But, well, and we haven't heard from objections. But assuming there are no objections, it's unclear what happens in this particular case, because the statutory process needs to be completed. So,
but actually, if he goes before the circuit court and then files it in the recorder's office, it doesn't reference coming back to the commission. If once it's filed in the recorder's office, what authority would the commission have?
Well, but what I'm suggesting is, and normally that piece would be brought before the county commission. That piece would already be in place, and so it wouldn't need to come back to the county commission, but because that piece is not in place, I can't in good faith recommend that this commission approve the order doing your all's part until the other statutory piece is satisfied.
I think what she's at, yes, we would still have to approve the order even after the courts do.
Because we didn't do that once before.
He has.